You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Timothy Glenn. Timothy is an author, astrologer, numerologist, and spiritual reader. He came into this life without the veils pulled all the way down. Like many of us, he never fit into the real world. Early years include music, voice, and exposure to astrology. Theatrical training and performance prepared him for a brief stint as a minister. He has done past life regression, sound healing, astrology, and now does multidimensional soul purpose readings, which I highly recommend. He has written an ebook titled The Zephyrus Archives, Volume 1, Mission of Eternity. You can find out more on his website at www.soulpurposereadings.com. So let's welcome Timothy back to the show now. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm hanging in there and ready to rock and roll.
Good. Well, what about the rest of the world?
Well, the rest of the world is going to be getting some more serious rock and roll, too.
Oh. What does your oracle or your crystal ball tell us?
Oh, the crystal ball says we'll be getting more fireballs and more earthquakes. And, you know, the earth is, as we've talked about before, it's off tilt now from what it used to be. It's still tilting, and the Earth is also expanding, because you know, planets do grow. And the global warming enthusiasts want to talk about ice melting, but if they would look at down at Antarctica, which is a real hot spot right now, it is getting hotter, but all the ice that's melting down there is melting from underneath.
So that's probably coming from the core?
Yes. Yeah, it probably means your SUVs are not doing that.
Right. Well, what about the whole concept of inner Earth and there being some kind of solar or sun that keeps it warm and that it's very similar to topside?
Well, that's an interesting theory, and I've never gotten into trying to verify it one way or the other, although I do see the Earth as honeycombed. I think that's a little different from being the inside-out planet, you know.
Yes. Well, the bees were worshipped by many cultures, I think especially the Egyptian culture, and supposedly there were a lot of bee cults and bee movies, too. But they kind of set up the template for the monarchy, the queens.
Oh, yeah.
So the 32-degree tilt wasn't always there, was it? I've heard or read somewhere that the there was some kind of galactic war, and Marduk was involved, and that Mars and another planet, I think Marduk or something like that, was targeted, and it the weapon went off, and is now the asteroid belt, and that tilted the Earth 32 degrees, and then the moon was dragged in here for control and observation and balance.
Yeah, you're looking for the name Maldek.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah. Although other people called it Tiamat.
Tiamat, yes. Are there other names that it's known by?
Well, probably. Those are the only two I know of.
Oh, okay. All right. But, well, yeah, so, what about that?
Well, we've gotten that from a number of sources throughout the years. And you know, people wonder, okay, how do you blow up a planet? But think for a moment how easy it would be to blow up the Earth. Let's say where the biggest nuclear stockpile is on the planet, and so you just hit it. And
right.
So it all goes, and it's kind of like popping a balloon because, you know, you've got the molten core. All, you know, that just starts coming right out the big opening.
Right, right, exactly.
Yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And, of course, there are records of atomic blasts that show up in the sands in Iraq and I believe also in Iran.
Yes.
But especially in Iraq, that there was some kind of nuclear device that had been used. And, of course, that's about the area where the biblical metaphor for Sodom and Gomorrah might have been.
Yeah, there's lots of stories in those ancient writings, which, sound a lot like nukes. And, of course, then, and you're right about it's right in the sand. It's right there. So, we've had quite an interesting history on planet Earth that has been hidden from us.
Uh-huh.
And that's just part of the great revelation that's going to be happening here. Part of that disclosure.
Do you see that as happening sometime in the near future, or what kind of time frame are we talking about?
I would say in the next few years.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like not immediately, like we're not looking at April.
Yeah, don't check Facebook tomorrow and expect to see the president talks about aliens, although
no.
He could.
Well, sure. I think he's more concerned with military tribunals right now.
Yes, and as I've heard or read a couple of different reports on that the tribunals have to do with several different types of activity, and some of it includes pedophilia, some of it includes the New World Order situation, and what's your take on all of that?
If you would go to Laura Bruno's blog, where
okay.
I post articles, well, you know Laura Bruno.
I love Laura Bruno.
Yes. And I posted an article there on February 17th called Smoking Hopium.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, it's a fun article. It's a fun article. Since then, I posted one called Our Newest Nexus Point.
Okay.
Kind of cool. It's like our infinite possibilities. But I was getting down in the dirt with smoking hopium. And toward the end of the article, this came up, like, well, what we're talking about. I said we might or might not see the global creepazoids being convicted in their own courts, with the proceedings being broadcast on the mainstream media outlets they own.
Right.
We might be much better off employing methods like remote viewing, astral projection, or soul travel. Then we could watch the military tribunals that are not being shown to the public at large.
Right.
Okay,
right. And of course, a number of people can do remote viewing, and they teach it.
Yes.
A lot of people are teaching it. So it's not. I've done it once, accidentally, and it was amazing because it was 90% accurate.
Oh, it's one of my favorite methods.
Well, the thing about that is, how do you get around the idea that there are multiple timelines occurring simultaneously and that there are parallel realities?
Okay, well, that's addressed in that article, Our Newest Nexus.
Okay. I see. So read the article, folks.
Because there are infinite realities. This is infinity. And
yeah.
So there are infinite parallel Earths, and each parallel has its own infinite timelines. It is truly infinite. So, yeah, many times when people remote view things, yeah, they might be a few clicks over, maybe several clicks over, or maybe they're reading it accurately, and then we shift timelines.
Or jump timelines, yeah.
Yeah, that does happen.
Well, now, what about this whole idea about there being certain cosmic periods, like, you know, I don't know, 26,500 years or maybe every 5 million years or whatever, where the system resets and there's a shift and everything is re-sorted as to where it belongs. I guess the Law of One series calls it the harvest, and I believe that was a reptilian channeling, but a lot of people believe in it.
Well, yeah, the great harvest. Of course, what is a harvest? What do people do a harvest for?
to eat. It's a cookbook.
Hey, that's that old Twilight Zone episode called To Serve Man. It was a
Yes. And I'm not, I wouldn't be surprised if that was how we were originally fooled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, let me finish up on the, I brought out that smoking hopium thing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Talking about how, you know, if we use those other things like remote viewing, et cetera, that we could, you know, see the military tribunals that, you know, they're not showing to the public. Okay, that was February 17th when that article was posted. Then March 1st, President Trump declared March to be Military Tribunal Awareness Month.
Really?
Yes. And that day he signed an executive order, which is the 2018 amendments to the Manual for Courts Martial.
Now, what people are being targeted here?
Well, you were going through the list. You know, just go through the list. The whole New World Order shtick,
right?
And those who have sold out to them,
Well, isn't that just about everybody at the top of the ladder?
That's just about everybody. And people are clamoring for all of these arrests and so forth, but. You know, we don't have the facilities to lock up three-quarters of the government and the people who pull the strings on them, much less all the minions that they have doing crimes for them, people that they've blackmailed and so forth.
Right.
So the real troublemakers are being targeted here. Now, that does include the global pedophile network, because they traffic children for sex, they traffic children for organ harvesting.
I've heard Israel is a big proponent of that.
Oh, yeah. Organ harvesting is big, not just kids, but adults.
Right.
And you know, so you get all manner of human trafficking, and you know, because people go into slavery or they're used for organ harvesting or sex or whatever.
Yeah.
So the people involved in that are definitely targeted. And also, you know, then the people who are terrorists, like inside most of the governments, you've got people who've cooperated with the big people pulling the strings, and they keep pulling off terror events. Most of these things, like your mass shootings and so forth, are all staged.
The people who
do that kind of stuff are going to find themselves in front of a court martial. And then there are those who have been trying a coup. I mean, they've been proactively trying to overthrow the U.S. government here. So it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of my guests is Ole Domegaard, and he spent 30 years researching the false flags, the presidential, political, and musician and movie star murders. And, you know, he isn't able to point to any particular group or person, but it pretty much is a cinch that he has the evidence of it being a setup, because there are certain people that always arrive before, and nobody ever picks it up that, you know, so-and-so was a New York Times reporter at one time, and another one is from the Israeli Mossad, and, you know, they're just, those are the witnesses. So apparently there are teams of people that just go to work, and they plan the next false flag and shoot, you know, high school shooting or whatever.
Yeah, in fact, if people listening here would like to check that out, Ole Domegaard, you can go to his website, which is lightonconspiracies.com, and get ready for a trip.
Yes. And he's for real. He's a wonderful guy and a very spiritual also. So it's not like he's some kind of conspiracy nut. He's spent a lot of time slowly and methodically researching a subject, and he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, and the term conspiracy theories, or conspiracy theorist, that all came from the CIA right after the Kennedy assassination.
Right. And, of course, the CIA brought the Nazis over from Project Paperclip.
Sure, yeah.
And installed them in high places. So.
Oh, yeah. And so when it comes to conspiracies, you know, people will ask, are you a conspiracy theorist? I'll just ask, are you a coincidence theorist?
Well, somebody that I knew well used to say there are no coincidences.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, but the people like, say, G. Edward Griffin?
Yes,
Okay, he has long called himself a conspiracy historian.
I like that, yeah.
He just takes all the stuff that is totally documented and historical and writes on that.
Well, another one that does that is Fred Burks on the website Want to Know Info.
Right.
And he was working for the White House as a translator, and he refused to sign an agreement that said he wouldn't say anything about what he was doing, and so he was fired, and after that he became an activist. And so there you have it. But Want to Know has a number of people who are working on, you know, well-sourced documents that are written by mainstream media. So this isn't like, you know, tunneling under the bridge and finding a few worms and throwing them at you. It's, you know, the mainstream media is talking about things, and they get all of the facts.
Yeah, and I prefer to use the term conspiracy researcher.
Right, right, right. I like conspiracy fact.
Yes, there is plenty of that. But where we don't have enough facts, of course, we're going to theorize.
Of course. We're only human.
Yeah. Okay, no problem theorizing about things. It's fun. But it's cool when you find people out there who always make a point of letting you know, here is where they're speculating.
Right. Right. I like that. I like that a lot.
When they lay the facts out, those are the facts. It's all documented. They've got it nailed. But if they're going to have to speculate beyond the facts they've gathered, they always let you know this is speculation. So I really appreciate when the people do that.
Yes, I do too. There's a website that I do subscribe to, Stillness in the Storm. Justin Deschamps runs it now. And he does a pretty good job of bringing out some articles that are, you know, way outside the box, and yet they are articles that you wouldn't ordinarily get exposed to in one group. And
right.
So rather than having to go digging for this, that, and the other, you can just kind of check things out and see what you think about stuff.
Right, and they take a pretty level-headed approach to the stuff. As far out as the stuff seems to be, it helps to take that level-headed approach.
Right, right. And I think one thing I've discovered is that there's nothing that is impossible, because the deeper you go or the more you find out, the more you discover the realities that are occurring on our planet are far more insidious and more vast than anything we could conceive of. Even in the wildest science fiction movie, and we're often informed about what's going on through the movies. But
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, people are just not really paying attention, and I don't think they're going to be ready for the avalanche of information that's most likely to come out.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is going to. I mean, we're talking 2018. We're not talking about, well, maybe in 5 years. No. We're talking 2018. It's going to start really coming out. And a lot of the mainstream media people are just going to be sitting there with egg on their face. And and this is the year they will begin to turn. And actually, and they're going to be forced to come out with more actual, real-life, factual information now. So it'll be interesting to watch what happens over the next few months with them. Of course, you're going to have to.
Especially since they're owned by the people who are running the world.
Oh, sure. Well, look,
you know,
like CNN. You know, they're created by and still run by the CIA.
I did not know.
Yeah. So they'll probably be the last ones. The ship, or they'll just go down. There's going to be so much stuff happening now. And speaking of information coming out, you notice the system is trying desperately to suppress the factual information coming out, conspiracy fact.
Yes.
Now, we're having what amounts to digital book burning at this time.
Right, right, which was, of course, something that was done back in Germany a long time ago.
Well, sure.
And probably, and I think there were other book burnings, weren't there? Library at Alexandria, and I mean, some of the most priceless information was has been destroyed. And
or the Incan libraries.
Right. Yes, they went, didn't they?
Yeah. So, yeah, this is as old as the hills. You know, that's the way they operate. The thing is, it's the same group of souls incarnating along the same bloodlines for thousands of years. These are the same souls who create all of the governments. They build the empires. They create the religions, and they tweak the philosophies, and they create the economic systems. So they run the corporations. They own the big banks, and on and on and on. They pull the strings on the whole thing, but their time has run out.
Mm.
It is shifting now. That's why they're trying so desperately to suppress everything that they can on the internet, you know, because people get banned from Twitter and all these other places. Banned YouTube has recently just been outrageous.
Uh-huh.
You know, last year they started demonetizing anybody who was really coming out with truth.
Ah, well, that's just a way to identify who's telling the truth.
Exactly, yeah, because you look at the ones where, you know, they're still there and they're still fine. You wonder, okay, why aren't they being touched?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
especially,
right.
Especially the websites that are like, you know, conservative, libertarian, populist, independent, etc., are really wanting to bring out truth about the system. They're getting hammered.
Mm.
And it's not just demonetizing them now. YouTube has just been going bonkers, deleting entire sites.
Wow.
I mean, they've been taking them down. Just all of a sudden, you know, I got onto YouTube and tried to go to like, you know, whatever, 8 or 10 of these channels that I go to a lot, and they're gone.
Wow, geez.
A few have been reinstated, and, you know, some lawsuits have been filed, and all this crazy stuff is going on. But at the same time, you know, they come out, since there's such an uproar about it, YouTube comes out and apologizes, oh, this was an accident, and blah, 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 you know, the usual blah, blah, blah from them.
Right.
And at the same time, even some of the YouTube channels that got deleted were reinstated, and they already had a strike against them on the first day.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah. And so while YouTube is busily apologizing to say it's an accident, you know, more sites are channels are being removed from YouTube. In fact,
right.
While they were doing that, even Mike Adams, the health ranger, went down. They just deleted his entire channel. He was like, you know, over 1,700 videos.
Yeah, he was pretty good, you know, and that definitely would imply that Big Pharma has a hand in it.
Well, yeah, because he has been exposing Big Pharma for many years. In fact, I used to subscribe to his Health Ranger newsletter back when it was paper that came through the snail mail.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's been really good at exposing all kinds of stuff, but especially when it comes to what they do to our food and, of course, then the pharmaceuticals cartel.
Yes, of course. And I'm sure that some of the scientists that came over from Germany went to work right away for, you know, Bayer and other companies doing underground research on diseases and how to create them and how to spread them. And then they come up with the cures, and then they just sit back and wait for the money to roll in.
Yeah. And now, do you remember the old book, Bringers of the Dawn?
Yeah, it's Marciniak, right?
Yeah, Barbara Marciniak. That was the first of her Pleiadian channeling books. And in there, she was giving the warning that when, you know, things really are coming to a head on the planet here, that you'll have these people who will be coming out and, you know, giving us all these wonderful technologies that they have been holding back from us, and they will be coming up with miraculous cures for diseases they had created in the first place.
Wow. Well, I wish they'd hurry up and get off their duff.
Yeah.
But as you said, if 2018 is the time when information's going to come out, then the solution, as David Icke says, problem, reaction, solution, won't be too far behind.
Yeah, and they're just going to get more and more desperate now because, they're like the cornered rats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, they still have a lot of tools at their disposal. They've still got a lot of earthly power. You know, they've had access to weapons of mass destruction and whatever else, so they can still cause a lot of trouble if the collective consciousness allows it.
Right, right. That's a good point.
That's one that people often forget about. Now, our friend Anelia Benz reminds us of that rather often.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yes, do we have the right to say no? This thing can loom up as a possibility, a probability, looks like it's inevitable, but we individually and collectively can just look at it and say, oh, screw that.
Right, right. And it doesn't happen at the conscious level.
Right.
Unfortunately, we're not fully conscious yet, but, the things that operate below the consciousness, I'm guessing, will probably rise to the surface and we will become aware of or more conscious of our own awareness.
Yeah, and Anelia also points out that the bodies themselves have to agree to this.
Oh, right, right.
And the bodies have been in the habit of saying no for quite a few years. I mean, we should have been, decimated years ago, according to the plans of the hotshots, and it's just not working out. But
no.
the most important thing is our consciousness. What reality are we choosing? Because we are the creator.
Right. It's hard to grasp, but that all of us are the creator.
Well, there is nothing else.
Right, right.
There is only the one universal infinite energy field.
And so when we're talking to someone else, we're really talking to God. Is God talking to God?
Yeah.
With amnesia.
Yeah, we're just playing the game here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one thing that Anelia said that struck me was when one of those false flags turned out that the people who supposedly had been shot and killed had not been killed.
Right.
And so I asked her about that, and she said, well, that's because the collective chose not to allow it. And so they literally had to buy off a whole town by paying off their mortgages and bribing them with money and so on and so forth, and because the collective wasn't allowing them to physically kill the people in the false flag.
Yeah, now when they stage these mass shootings, sometimes you wonder, did anybody actually get shot?
Mm-hmm.
You go back to Sandy Hook, or Sandy Hoax, as a lot of us call it.
Yeah.
And, it's like in this latest Parkland thing. I mean, the official story has so many holes in it, it makes Swiss cheese look like solid granite.
That's funny.
Yeah, and of course, it's always the crazy lone gunman, right?
Oh, yeah, it always has been. Just one person. Yeah, that's like all.
And then he shows up in court and he's so drugged he doesn't know who he is or where he is.
Yeah, and then he's privately telling everybody in there that these people are going to get him out of there.
Yeah, like this latest one, that kid showed up in an Uber, and 2 minutes later, all this shooting starts in a different part of the building than he was in, and there were kids there who reported not only did they see him, but they even talked to him. In fact, one girl, you never see her interview anymore. You have to go to local news first day to get the real juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she was talking to him, and she said, I'm surprised you're not the one who did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Widener had an interesting theory when he came on the show the last time, and that was that Sandy Hook was actually the day of awakening. It wasn't 2012. That was the turning point for humanity's consciousness.
Yeah, well, the galactic alignment, that galactic equinox happened on the 21st, but exactly 1 week earlier there was Sandy Hoax. And I remember that show that you did with Jay, and he pointed out that we were the ones who got the awakening here, because that rubbed in our faces just how incredibly fake everything is that is presented to us.
Yes, and I keep seeing things on videos about various movie stars or well-known personalities who are showing up alive. And the latest one is the comedian with the blonde hair, the Jewish gal. Oh, what's her name? Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Supposedly they have a film. I didn't think it looked like Joan, but without her makeup, who knows what she looks like.
Yeah, well, see, that's I wouldn't jump on any of that. I would want to access somebody who has DFR software, so you can just peg it.
Ah, right.
And for those who don't know, it's digital facial recognition software.
Uh-huh.
And there's no way to fool that.
Well, now, what is the hierarchy then in terms of control? We know that the royals and the various bloodlines run the management of Earth, and that it's divvied up between about 13 families or something like that. But then you've got AI, and you and I have talked many times about this, that
right. It's
intergalactic and it's nine-dimensional. So that would indicate that our whole galaxy is, and maybe other galaxies are, also run by artificial intelligence that has nine dimensions to access, which means that that whole movement about us moving to the fifth dimension is still fits within the compact of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and that's not really much of a leap, you know?
No, not at all.
In fact, Lance White is one who always likes to pan the camera back and look at these things askance and say, now, what, they're just promising us a bigger sandbox to play in.
Exactly.
And then we're going to go another 26,000 years in a bigger sandbox with cooler toys, but we're still trapped.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, that is happening. We're seeing the seeds of that now with technology. They haven't even rolled out the goodies yet. I mean, we've just seen little hints, but when the fire gets turned up underneath their asses, they're probably going to release all kinds of things that are just, you know, like a chip that you can put in your brain to know all the languages, and it'll be very Matrix-like, and you can download this and download that. And of course, they won't tell you that it's a two-way chip and that it's also controlling you, but well, that's a minor detail. You don't need to know those things.
Oh, no. In fact, I saw Michio Kaku online today advertising for one of these chips, like how wonderful this is going to be.
Well, he's definitely part of the NWO, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a sellout.
Now, what about the guy in the wheelchair?
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Do you think he's also on Kaku's ladder?
I haven't really looked into him, but, you know, I quit listening to Stephen Hawking because it's like, well, who is that talking?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. I mean, as far as we know, that's somebody like Alexa.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yes, and Alexa, have you heard about what she's been doing lately?
No, tell me. What's she up to now?
Oh, she's been laughing.
Oh, that's a hook. And it ain't Sandy.
and they, of course, you know, took her offline, and they're, like, disabling her laugh function now.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, people had reported all over the place at these weird times. They're not even doing anything with the device, and she does, like, this half-assed, almost, well, half-sinister laugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
well,
11 o'clock, and you're just crawling into bed, and all of a sudden,
ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah. Well, the whole AI thing is a little strange here.
Well, what do we know about Sophia, who is the first citizen of the Arabic Union?
Oh, over there in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I haven't heard much about her lately, so I don't know what she's up to.
They're just plotting and planning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They roll things out, you know. Now, also, what about programmable matter and black goo? Are you following that one? That seems to come and go from our reality.
Yeah, well, the black goo is always around. And, of course, you know, the planet has her own black goo.
Right.
But there is black goo that was delivered here in meteors. Yes, implanted here, and so it's the so-called alien black goo, and it's not exactly user-friendly for us.
Uh-huh.
So its goal, you know, it is sentient, and its goal is to use the sentient beings here to terraform the Earth, to destroy all the organic life here and make room for artificial intelligence to take over.
Wow. Well, you know, that was in the X-Files in a number of episodes where the black goo was took over various people, and you'd see it going into their eyes, and then they became like something else, you know, like they were just puppets. So that
puppets,
was a...
Yeah, they were puppets of a predatory consciousness.
Yes, and how many of these predatory consciousnesses are there?
Oh, God.
Do we have a telephone book of predatory consciousness?
I don't think we have a book big enough.
No, okay. All right. Well, we won't get into that then.
Yeah. It's pretty strange. Now, you know, talking about the matrix, the cosmic matrix, being nine dimensions and also being intergalactic, it's huge. So our galaxy and all those around have been under the influence of this cosmic AI. In fact, there was a panel recently of a group of physicists talking about us living in a simulation.
Yes. Yes, a hologram.
Yeah, and a couple of the physicists were apologizing to the one who was there who had been the first physicist to present the theory. they thought, oh, he missed the plot here. He's off his rocker. Now they say that, you know, the more they drill down into the fabric of what we are perceiving as the universe, all they're saying is computer code.
And we're in a holodeck.
Yes, that's right. You are on planet Earth. Welcome to the holodeck.
Well, it's a pretty long-lasting one, isn't it?
Well, then you're talking linear time. Is it really all that linear, and is it everything it's cranked up to be, or is that another one of our illusions?
Well, I suspect it's what you said. And, of course, the Greys are notorious, as some people say, for implanting whole screen lifetimes of memories in us. So, and then there's the whole abduction phenomenon, but according to Dr. Stephen Greer, most of that is the military.
Well, yeah, the military has been involved in that for quite some time. Of course, we go back to the Truman administration and then the Eisenhower administration. And, yeah, they were getting very deeply involved with these different beings.
Well, now, then Hitler got involved with the Nordics in Antarctica. And I think he was known to have been terrified of, he wasn't afraid of much, obviously, but he was terrified of those Nordics for some reason. And they were great researchers into the occult, and there has been recent activity in Antarctica, which is very unusual, with people that are in politics going to the site and then rushing out of there with some kind of medical condition. So one could probably surmise that there's something there that we're going to find out about one of these days.
Yes, what you've got there is a flash-frozen civilization.
Ah, okay.
Which was a major part of what had been Atlantis.
Oh. Well, now that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun once this comes out. Now, I just recently did readings for three people down in Australia, and that's the jump-off point. There are just thousands of people taking off in planes to go down to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. Of course, you could just look at the Help Wanted ads and say, oh, my God, they're hiring so many different kinds of people. It's like, whoa, what is going on there?
Hmm.
Yeah. So,
are these private citizens or?
Well, yeah. Of course, you've got the governments, you know, down there running the whole show.
Right.
And you know, they've been sending hotshots down there for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, they're divvying up the pie and deciding how much they're going to allow the peons to know about. And
right.
So on and so forth. But. The way things are shifting on the planet, they're not going to be able to continue suppressing things and holding it back. They cannot hold us down anymore.
Huh.
We are emerging.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
About it is about time. Well, we've tried about through about what, five other civilizations that arose and fell?
Well, yeah.
And maybe hundreds, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. time to just transcend the whole game.
Yeah,
but Antarctica is going to be really fascinating. Now, are you familiar with the WebBot technologies?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because in the WebBot data, several months ago, it was projecting that we would have quote-unquote precious technologies coming out of Antarctica. Yeah, and the word precious used in the same context as in precious metals.
Well, now that is interesting. And, of course, it anything can be used as an excuse to bring out existing technologies that were developed in black operations that we are unaware of, that the corporations hold the patents to and have been using for decades. So they can use any major event to bring those out. You know, so we never really know what's behind anything. And, you know, it's like I'd love to just see the Wizard of Oz just once, you know, and the little dog Toto, too. I wouldn't mind seeing Toto.
Toto, too?
Toto, too. Let's not leave out Toto.
Well, Toto is in the process of pulling the curtain aside.
Ah. Well, that's good news.
Yeah. And, you know, and Trump has said he is in favor of bringing out disruptive technologies. When it can be brought out without, you know, collapsing the entire world economy and whatever else. Besides, you know, if you bring out certain technologies, you instantly, like 90% of your pharmaceuticals cartel is done. It's gone. Bring out certain technologies and the natural gas and oil industries are gone. How do you adjust your economies? You know, so we have to do it without throwing everything, you know, into the dumpster here.
Right.
But the disruptive technologies are the ones who would replace entire huge industries here.
Well, there's so much that needs to be done to really make this a living paradise, and it wouldn't take a lot of different ideas. The ideas are all there, and the people and the inventions are all there. It's just the repression of these ideas and the dumbing down of the populace that has kept everything at a standstill, basically.
Yeah, and of course we are waiting for things to get straightened out in a lot of different areas, in especially the United States government, including the patent office.
Oh.
Because they've been stealing patents for a long time.
The patent office has been?
Oh, God, yeah. It's like, oh, well, we can't have that be public because that's national security. Shut up.
Oh, right, right.
And what they do is look at all these new patents coming in, and if it can be weaponized, well, they
take it. It goes straight to DARPA.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that we live in a culture where that's acceptable.
Well, it's not acceptable. It hasn't been realized. And if you're not aware of it, what are you going to do? Like the people out here, especially the sheeple who are still turning on their televisions and watching what they call the news.
Oh, yes, that old thing.
which, you know, they're going to have their comeuppance here along with all these other people, you know, and the people who pull their strings and pay their, you know, their salaries and so forth.
Well, and then the technology exists to take most people's jobs away, so it seems like that's also another nexus point that we're reaching. And then not to mention all of the intentional leaks of radiation all over the globe and the degradation of the food system and the medical industry and so on and so forth. I mean, there's a laundry list about a mile long of things that are just about ready to all blow up in our faces. And I don't see that there's much of a way around it except a total transformation of the planet.
Exactly, and that's what we've been talking about for a long time. You know, making all these little tweaks and changes, well, that's not where the answer is. It's that total transformation that's the answer.
Anything less is insufficient.
Yes, and that's like anything less is just the bigger sandbox.
Right. And as Barbara Marciniak has pointed out through the Pleiadians many times, there are people who have come in here from much higher densities and dimensions, far beyond 12 and far beyond, you know, 52 and maybe even further than 1,095. And they've come in to assist. So those people aren't going to the fifth dimension. It's like, why would we want to go? Why would we want to go there? That's like going to jail.
Yeah. Now, I've mentioned before that the Proterians look at us and they see these magnificent 12-dimensional beings.
Mm-hmm.
And they find it amusing that we've got all these people saying, you know, we are in the third dimension. So that's all you are. You're ignoring your other 11 dimensions that you are. And you're going to fight your way through the muck and mire of the fourth dimension so you can jump into the fifth dimension and say safe.
Right, right. And of course, that's a lot of that is just misinformation that's been fed to the New Age community and to, you know, the world, that's as far as you can go, folks. You know, just don't even think about going any further.
Yeah, but at least it's a first step for a lot of people in their awakening. That's good. But as the Proterians ask then is, why don't you simply integrate the 12 dimensions that you already are and use that as your starting point?
Very good. I like those Proterians. They're very smart people, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty sharp. You know, of course, what are we comparing them to? Earthlings?
Well, we've probably had lives in so many different galaxies and levels of existence that, you know, it would boggle our minds if we could see it all in one panorama.
Yes, and the thing is, ultimately, it all exists simultaneously in the infinite field.
Right, right, right. Is that something that's hard to wrap your mind around? Because the mind can't grasp it. You have to be out of your mind.
The linear mind.
The linear mind, yes.
Yeah. In fact, when you said that, I just flashed on. God, it was an old channeling session, like mid-90s or something. And, you know, the Proterians were just like on a roll. You know, and this one woman in the audience said, "You are out of your mind."
I love it.
And the response was, "Well, obviously." And now, if you would simply step outside of the limitations of your mind and stand in the pure beauty and love and light of your spirit, that might shift things for you.
Exactly. Wow. Well, those Proterians are going to be pretty popular after, you know, as things heat up, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And I had mentioned before, and I am working on the project and putting together a book that Laura Bruno had suggested, and that's something like Proterians' Greatest Hits.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I ended up getting just overwhelmed at the volume of material.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking like, you know, 3 decades worth of stuff here. It's like, oh my God.
Well, it's so just good material too. I've been cleaning my house internally and just taking everything out of cabinets and just doing one drawer at a time, and I ran across your CDs of the Proterian channelings, and I thought, you know, I've wanted to listen to these in their entirety and I never have. And so I took the first two to the car and I listened to them as I drive around.
Oh,
and
cool.
They're really quite profound.
And at times quite amusing.
And, oh, they're very funny. Yes. In fact, there was one period when it seemed like that was all that was going on was laughter. And it sounded like the comedy hour.
Yes. Well, you know, Merlin said that laughter is the highest form of truth in this world.
Oh, yes.
If not the only form of truth.
Well, it's certainly saved my ass.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So anyway, the game is afoot. It's going to be an amazing thing here because as things unfold, we're going to see shifts that we, you know, had pessimistically thought we would never see.
Right. And we were kind of become conditioned to never ever see it.
Right. And you know, it's like the corruption is going to be exposed.
Oh well.
And we're talking about these politicians we would call the corruptocrats.
You mean all of them?
Yeah. Well, let's be nice and say 90%.
Yeah. Well, there have to be a few real ones that are not corrupted, just so that they can prove that the rest are, you know, are not. But
yeah.
it doesn't prove anything.
Yeah. So So look for corruption to be exposed, and watch for some big ones coming out just in the coming months here. Yeah, it's going to be pretty big. And also then we're going to look for some, well, there will be volatility in the markets as this crazy stuff goes on. But I don't know if it'll happen in 2018, but we're looking at the end of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, the whole banking cabal and everything, Bank for International Settlements and all those people, their game is done, because in their system, money is debt.
Yeah, right.
And that means money is slavery.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's time to be done. So we're looking at the Federal Reserve being nationalized and closed down with new currency or currencies being issued.
Good.
And it will be, gold-backed currencies as well as cryptocurrencies. We're going to have an interesting time ahead here.
Wow. Speaking of cryptocurrencies, how are those coming along? Because, one of my guests, Penny Kelly, was just on the show, and she said that she was pleased to see that people were actually allowing for something that has nothing, that has no visible source of support.
Right. And, people talk about needing it to be gold-backed or silver-backed or whatever, but ultimately it doesn't have to be, because the only thing that would matter is the integrity of the people controlling the supply side.
Right. And we know for a fact that right now there is none, because G. Edward Griffin was the first person that I know of who wrote about how the Fed was created on Jekyll Island by the bankers who didn't like each other, but they got together, and it took them some time to influence the voting process, but they eventually got the Federal Reserve Amendment to go through. And they also destroyed the Titanic, because there were major industrialists on there that were against it who had billions of dollars, and so they wanted to get rid of those people so they couldn't talk about it or change it.
Yeah, they were all going to go together, and then the creators of the Federal Reserve backed out and sent the other ones out under the water and into the iceberg.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And those people are probably be chased all over the globe, or, well, they can go off planet because there's a breakaway civilization. But then you have Tesla being taken out by J.P. Morgan Chase, or J.P. Morgan, because you can't monetize it. And the Bush family was involved in that somehow. So there's going to be a lot of scandals coming out about that.
Yeah, and speaking of Tesla, now you remember hearing and reading that immediately after he died, the feds cleaned out his laboratory and his apartment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. There was this little organization in the midst of the government called the National Defense Research Committee.
Uh-oh. I smell a rat already.
Yes, and of course, they were the ones then who got a hold of all of that stuff from Tesla. And one of the scientists was named John George Trump.
No.
Uncle John.
You're kidding.
No. So Donald John Trump grew up knowing about the real Tesla technology.
Really?
Really.
And isn't that a top secret? I mean, he wasn't allowed to talk to anybody, right?
Well, how much top secret stuff is spread around just within tight circles of friends and family?
Well, that's true. That's true. But one thing is confusing to me, because Trump talks about going back to coal, and I don't know if that's just a ruse to throw people off the track, but we know that there are free technologies and energies out there that exist and are being used that don't cost much of anything at all.
Yes, but what he's doing there is just doing little stopgap measures to, first of all, reboot the American economy and rebuild it. And there are lots of things he's doing that wouldn't need to be done if we didn't have such strong opposition with people
trying to destroy everything. Yeah. And also, it would be a stopgap in case there was an interruption in oil and gas and the rest of it. we would still have some form of energy to keep us going until they could implement a transition, as they were taking out the those who were manipulating and controlling the industries.
Yeah.
But I could be reading into that, of course.
Well, read all you want.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Yeah, and I was talking with somebody the other day who is pretty well versed in all this cool stuff, and we were talking about like the 3D printing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that is like inching us toward having replicator technology, and if we're looking at the 3D printing as it exists right now, that means that they've got the replicator technology in the labs.
Right.
And in their underground bases and whatever.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so we would be able to simply manifest through technology whatever we want as we work our way toward returning to being able to simply spontaneously manifest through our consciousness, not needing technology.
Right. Well, do you think that technology will get in the way of our manifesting directly, or is it just a step along the way?
It's a stepping stone, and the caveat there is you don't want to get stuck on the stepping stone.
Right, of course. Well, of course, the fool in the tarot never does get stuck on a stepping stone. He just goes
to
the next
true.
One. Well, Tim, you know, we're almost out of time. I just can't believe it.
Oh, we just got started.
I know. Well, we'll have to have you back again soon, because as things heat up, you're one of the few people that has his finger on several of the pulses that are still alive. And it's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell people where they can find your wonderful Soul Purpose readings, because I highly recommend them.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the Soul Purpose readings at soulpurposereadings.com. That's S-O-U-L. And that's panning the camera back to take a look at why you came into this incarnation. What was the whole purpose? And I also do, you know, astrology and numerology and so forth. So, you know, the cycles that we're in, the transits and so forth. So I do all that stuff. And so that's soulpurposereadings.com. If you want to read my articles, you can go to Laura Bruno's blog and just type my name in the search, and it will be a pretty long list of stuff I've written through the years. But read the recent stuff, because our newest Nexus Point is the last article, and I like that one. That's really discussing our infinite possibilities. And also, you can go to bbsradio.com/afiresidechat and go to the archives and listen to the other podcasts that we've done.
Yeah, right, and they're all great. I love them.
Thank you. Yes, well, we've had a good time.
Yes, we have, and we'll have even better ones as time passes.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, thank you very much for coming back, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, good night, everybody.